plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework, come on show 'em what you're worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. How are you? You are listening to the Cytospell Show. It is Wednesday, the 28th, and it is hot as balls outside. I have the amazing and the titillating and the awesome and amazing Teresa Savina. T-Baby, how are you?
I'm fine, and I've got the amazing titillating brainiac superwoman with new maze balls, Lisa Lee. I'm doing good. Amazeballs. That's right. Yeah, well, I got home from the doctor today. Not the one that I'm supposed to see. Well, he just put me on some more antibiotics till I get to see the urologist on Friday. And the official news is that my stone that is blocking everything is 11 by 8 millimeters and an impossibility to pass on your own. Thank you very much. And then,
oh goodness, so
yeah, so it's gonna take something evasive. Thank you. I just get one more roadmap in life, that's all. And then you know how I am about squirrels?
Yes,
well, today I stopped traffic to let this little baby squirrel try and make up his mind whether he wanted to die or live, and he chose to live, thankfully. And then Alyssa went to the doctor with me, and we're driving home, and we're going down the freeway, and another squirrel decided he was going to shoot out across the freeway, and I stopped and swerved, and I looked at Alyssa, and I go, you know, I'm willing to roll this bitch just to save a squirrel. She goes, yeah, I know.
Oh, see, that's the kind of heart you have.
I know. I love my squirrels. I love them.
You do. You've always been a squirrel girl. A squirrel girl.
What are you up to, girl?
Let's see. Oh, we had burlesque this weekend at the theater, at the Mounds Theater, and it was crazy good. I mean, like nothing I've ever seen before. It was like this huge production. It was even better than the first one that I saw. They had props, they had human-sized cages, and they had stripper poles, and they had these performance art type things. It was just really cool. But I realized, and I had such amazing volunteers come and help me too, because I could not have handled that by myself. But I need to start wearing something other than flip-flops, because by the time I was done at 1 o'clock on Saturday morning, I was walking hunched over. I know you can't see me, but picture me hunched over, and I was making old man sounds going, oh my God.
Yes, so you need good art support for that kind of thing.
Yes. But I met some fabulous people. Some were just outrageous and awesome. And it was loads of fun. Lots of men, very, very tall men in very, very high heels. That was also cool. But it was just fun. So let's see. I did that over the weekend. And
your cat mauled you.
Oh, yeah. And my cat, when I came home, I petted the other kitty first, and she decided to be a little bitch. And she attacked my foot and my leg, and it was dark, and I was in the kitchen, and I walked on I was walking to the fridge to get a bottle of water. And all of a sudden I felt something wet. And I'm like, uh-oh. And my foot was hurting really bad. So I turn the light on and there is blood everywhere. It looked like a murder scene in there. So we're not on good terms right now.
You have to respect
your... Yes, respect the mommy.
No, I'm the one that feeds respect your pussy.
Well, I do. Although there's probably cobweb. Oh, wait, what? No.
Wrong kitty, girl.
I went there.
Yeah, for once, I'm not the one who shark jumped. Okay? There you go. I set it up for you.
But other than that, you know, not a whole lot to report on my side. I've just been lying low, looking for a job. And, I got a new cell phone and a new cell phone number again, because I've been through, what, 3 phones in 2 months and even more phone numbers than that. So now
this
I have a phone that I actually...
This is a history with you.
I know.
Your phones.
Well, I have a relationship with my phone. In fact, I'm holding it right now to show you, and obviously you can't see me. But, I mean, I've got a phone now that I know how to work. I went with Galaxy. And a new phone number, and I am pleased. I don't know what the phone number is, but I have it in my phone, so all is well and right with the world again.
Yay! So, my darling, seeing as we have a guest tonight too,
yes,
we need to get started on the news. Go first. You go first, because you're going to torture me with the one that you gave me.
But it was so funny. Oh, goodness. Hold on. My computer just said, screw you. Stop it. Pop-ups. Okay. I can't believe that I have to even read this, because I can't believe that somebody would actually do this and somebody would be stupid enough to fall for it. Ghost hunter arrested uses intercourse to free spirit from a woman for $3,000. Okay, here we go. Every scammer has a gimmick, but this gimmick was so bizarre, is as about bizarre as it gets. A man who is a self-proclaimed ghost hunter charged a woman over $3,000 to exorcise the ghost out of her vagina with his very own penis, according to Global Times.
I have magic boobs, and he's got a magic penis. Yay! Okay,
yay!
Continue.
Okay, so this is the part where you're going to laugh, T, because I'm going to butcher this. The man was arrested in Guangzhou, Guangdong province, after telling the woman it was a ghost in her vagina that was stopping her boss from falling in love with her. Okay. Taking her money and exercising that ghost out of her vagina with intercourse, Huang Zhizhong was helping Axon with her love life and giving her advice on how to attract her boss. After she agreed to meet this ghost hunter in a hotel room, Huang asked her to disrobe so that he could examine the woman. This is when he found the ghost living in her vagina. What a scary scene this must have been in the room. Of course, Huang had only one body part that was capable of catching ghosts, that would be his penis. In order to rid her vagina of the ghosts, his penis was going to have to brave the unknown and go in and capture those culprits. He was arrested when the woman finally went to the police. She was out $3,000, and apparently her boss didn't treat her any different with those nasty vagina ghosts gone. She
called
the police.
I think there's something seriously wrong with this story.
And the only evidence left behind was some ectoplasm.
Okay, so the man hung in there, sharing just how noble he was exercising these ghosts for the woman. He said he gave up his virginity to do this. Apparently, he was new at this sort of thing. So the police, he was unable to get an erection due to diabetes. Now, my darlings, you have heard everything. And this is a true story.
Number one, never, ever, ever pay anyone $3,000 to get rid of your ghost. Number two, if it involves a penis in your vagina, It's a big flag. No, just say no. You can exercise that ghost out with a vibrator just as easily. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, and not only that, but she wanted to have her boss fall in love with her. So, really? And she believed that guy.
That's desperate and very sad. That's very sad.
I don't feel sorry for her because that's her own. That's stupid. I mean, come on.
That's gullible. But
that's stupid.
That's gullible. So,
that's stupid.
Okay. So now I'm going to charge you with this one. Assam mulling law to curb witch hunting. Gogoi. Okay, go for that. Assam Chief Minister Tarun Gogoi Monday said his government would try to bring legislation to stop the practice of witch hunting, which is going on unabated across the state. Gogoi's statement came days after three people were killed by some villagers in a la-la-la-la district of Lower Assam after being branded witches. See, I just go la-la-la-la-la. We are aware that the cases of witch hunting are going on and there is a need to stop the menace. We are going to bring a legislation to stop the evil practice, says Gogoi while interacting with media. Incidents of witch hunting have increased in Assam in 2011, and la-la-la has recorded the highest number of such deaths. At least five people were killed in the name of witch hunting this year in various districts of the state. All I can say about that is just another reason to kill females. There you go. The issue has become so serious that it was raised on at the floor of the state assembly last year by the Bodolan People's Front. Legislator Primila Rani Brahma, who represents blah, 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 demanded a strong legislation to stop the social evil. Yeah, witch hunting has claimed four lives in 2012. The evil practice of witch hunting is common among some tribal communities in various parts of Assam, although various steps have been taken both from government agencies and NGOs to stop the evil practice. Yet very little success has been achieved in this endeavor. I wonder why. The Assam police has also launched Project Prahari for participatory development and people-friendly policy to fight social maladies and deprivation. Under the project, it launched an awareness drive against witch hunting in state's remote areas. Yeah. Come on, people.
It's happening all over the world. I don't understand why it's still happening.
Just another reason to kill somebody for, prejudice crap. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, with that Debbie Downer, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to the Sit a Spell Show with Lisa and Teresa.
can tell you want me. It's impossible to hide. Your body's on fire, admit it. Come inside.
Wisdom for the ages with the awesome Candy Ayers. Hi, Candy!
Hi, sweetie. Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I got into Illinois tonight.
Oh, wow.
And I forgot. My luggage didn't make it.
Oh, no. So what do you have for us tonight?
Huh? Oh, I have from Scott Cunningham tonight. Magic, the quote is from Scott Cunningham, and it says, magic is not always serious or solemn. It is a joyous celebration and merging with the life force.
I think that's quite beautiful. So what does that mean to you?
Well, to me, it means that we should have fun when we're doing this, and we should get enjoyment. And when we go out and we have our ritual or we're doing anything, a spell, that there should be an element of fun about it and glee. Everything should be serious. I'm not saying that we shouldn't take it serious, but we shouldn't take it so serious that we worry a lot about what we're doing if we're going to do it wrong. Just do it and enjoy it and get the feedback from that. We should plan it. We should do it the right way, but enjoy what you're doing. If you stop enjoying it, I think you're going to lose a lot of the magic.
I can see that. It would seem, if it's not fun, people don't do it anyway. And it's all about intent. And the more joy and the more love and excitement that you put into that, you know, the stronger your magic is going to be. So exactly how would that apply to today?
Well, I think it applies to today because we study so much and we're worried about what we're doing that we lose the joy of what we're doing. And then if we just get back and take a step back and say, okay, I messed up. I personally and directionally challenged. And every time we have a ritual, I have to look at people like, which direction am I? And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to mess it up. And I always say, well, I hope they have a really good sense of humor because I am Elowen Loswolf.
Do you think that with all of the different people out there that are claiming to be high priestesses, now I know that you legitimately are, but a lot of people nowadays that are online, they're trying to make a name for themselves, and they're like, I am High Priestess Rocky Mountain Wolf Spring. And they're teaching stuff that they've learned online, which is basically baloney. Do you think that that is part of the reason people are so afraid and they're so solemn about what they're doing? I mean, does that make sense? Because they're afraid that if they screw one thing up, then you know, their whole spell is going to be cast aside and crazy and all hell's going to break loose. And
yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, they're so worried that it's just not a natural flowing for them. They're worried about the words and placements and the energy that comes from that instead of just letting it flow through you naturally and working with what you know. I think a lot of people want to do maybe high ceremonial magic when earth magic is where they're called. And they try to do the high ceremonial magic and where it's all very structured. And when they mess up, they feel like that they have messed up and the whole thing is bad.
Why don't you explain to our listeners what high ceremonial magic is?
Well, high ceremonial magic works more with a lot of symbols and a chants and intoning and very structured in my understanding, and this is what I have been taught. Whereas earth magic works more with just the natural earth elements, not elements, but the earth things, And when we work with earth magic, we work more with the basics. And high ceremonial does more with the ritualistic kind of ceremonial magic.
Josh had a really good question. How much weight should be placed in the ritual versus the simple belief?
Well, I believe that with the ritual, the simple belief is what's the basics of even every ritual. If you believe it and you feel it, then that's going to make the ritual work. But when we have rituals to the point of everything has to be dot every I and cross every T, then I think that you're so worried about what you're doing that you forget the intent and the belief behind it.
To me, that makes perfect sense, because it's all about intent. And if you're getting so wrapped up in the, oh, shoot, I'm going to mess this up, you're going to forget what your intent is, and it's not going to work.
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, do the fake people that do this because it's cool hurt the true believers, in your opinion?
I think they do, because when they do it, and they're faking it, or they're doing it because they read it off the internet, which I'm not knocking the internet because there's a lot of good information out there, but I think you have to pick and choose. I think that when you do that and you're not fully grounded in the knowledge and the basics, the grounding, centering, protection, shielding, and then working up to doing your magic, then I think that it is, because they're looking for instant gratification. And we don't have a lot of instant gratification in magic.
No, definitely not. What's the difference between a true believer and a social believer?
Well, I think that when we say sometimes there's several different types of pagans. There's a party pagan, there's a spiritual pagan, there is the shock pagan. And I think when you talk about a true believer, you're talking about someone who lives the life, that you see it in them. And when you come in contact with them, you just feel that peacefulness and that joy of being around them. And a social believer, I believe, is someone that goes out and wants to socialize and talk to people, and they go there just for the party element or just for the food or just to socialize versus going there for the spirituality.
Is there a point where you get too into it and it kind of blinds you?
I think that when you focus so much on it, and this is my personal opinion coming from a FamTrad tradition for me, is that when you get so into it, you worry so much about the words that you get lost in the words and you get lost in the doing, and you do get blinded to it, because when you get blinded, you don't get the full intent of what you're doing. You just sit there and you go, you mouth the words and you want to make sure, oh, this person speaks right now, and then this person's next, and we got to do this in a certain order. And you're so tied up in doing the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps that you do lose sight of it.
Josh had another great question. Does the cutification of paganism in the media, do you feel that hurts? Because, you know, there's the cutification of witches, because there's Charmed, there's Sabrina the Teenage Witch, there's a zillion of them, and plus all the Hollywood and everything like that. Do you think, in my opinion, I feel like it kind of hurts us, only because that's not real. And that's also what brings the teeny boppers that are like, I'm a witch, and I'm a goth, and blah, 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 blah. And so in my opinion, there's not a real good portrayal out there of who we really are. What do you feel?
Well, I feel that you're right. I think that they have made it to the point where it is glamorized. And when you get to working, especially with the younger people that are coming in and searching, they want that glamour. They want to be able to do like Prue does and shut the door with her fingers. And they want that right now. And as we all know that have walked this path for many years, it is step by step and learning and trial and error and getting up and dusting yourself off and trying again and saying, okay, that one worked and this didn't. And I think that they're looking at the glamour of it like you're talking about and saying, well, gee, I should be able to twiggle my nose and clean my house.
What about like the Hollywood? Sorry, T, go ahead.
If only it was that easy.
Oh, my house would be spotless.
If only Paul Lynde was all of our uncles, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I love Paul Lynde.
What about the other side of Hollywood, where witches are, you know, evil and the whores of the devil?
Or the covens that get together to be sex slaves to the devil, and everything is evil and bad, and they sacrifice children. I think that is way to the other extreme, and I don't believe that does us any good when they show that.
Well, and it's just not who we are. I mean, not even close to who we are. Because if you think about it, we are all about, you know, love and helping humanity and devil, Satan, huh?
Harmony and so, balance.
It's exactly. All balance and love and helping each other and growing strong together.
So I feel like the media depicts them that way for shock value. And then, you know, there's crazy people out there that are like, hey, that's me. I'm going to do this. And then they do something ridiculous, and they're like, well, I'm Wiccan, or I'm pagan, or I'm, you know, gives us all a bad name.
They get all the publicity. What about the... It makes it look like the rest of us are.
Exactly. Which is partly why we do our show. Change the perception out there, let people know that we are not that person. And we are everywhere. You know, could be your neighbor. I'm somebody's neighbor. You know?
Me too.
So,
I believe that you're right. I believe that we have to be out there, like you are in the forefront. You and Teresa are getting out there and getting this known. And the more you do programs like this, the more the positiveness of paganism and Wiccan comes out.
Well, you, as always, my dear Candy, were amazing. And I thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your wisdom. And your soothing voice, I say this every week, but you've just got this most soothing voice.
Well, thank you. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yes, thank you for this week. We will see you next week. And in the meantime, have fun with your family in Illinois. And we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back, and you're going to learn a couple things about casting.
How to cast a successful spell. Determine your intention. Decide what your desired outcome is. What do you want to accomplish with the casting of the spell? State your intention in a positive way, avoiding words such as can't, don't, won't, or never. Spiritual preparation. For a week prior to spell casting, adopt a positive attitude. Let go of all negativity. It is vital to live in and with positive energy during this period of spiritual preparation. Ask the universe. Be clear, concise, honest, and realistic with your intention. Visualize the outcome of the spell. Be sure to describe with positive words what it will look like, taste like, feel like, sound like, and smell like. Connect with deity through meditation and request what you desire. Craft your spell. Choose the right time to cast your spell. Find the right harmony within Mother Nature. Should it be done on a particular lunar cycle? What about day of the week? Is there a planetary alignment you're looking for? What about a specific season or weather condition? Utilize the correct correspondence. Work with the harmonic energy of each ingredient. Research which color candles, or particular gem or stones, herbs, elements, and deities. And this could include the goddess and god, or any other pantheon that would work best for the spell's desire effect. The use of a tag lock, which is a personal item from the individual for whom you are working the spell, for this will enhance the power of your spell. Be sure to use a simple rhyme and only words you comprehend. Keep the wording of the spell positive, and again, avoid words such as don't, can't, won't, or never. Include the duration for the spell or an expiration time, and don't forget to use for the goodwill of all phrase. This phrase will bring the manifestation of your spells without impeding the will of others. Meditate. To tap your energy, you will need to be in an alpha state or altered state of consciousness. Be sure there are no distractions. Close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths, and relax. Find your magical voice, which is the voice that vibrates within your body, and say, release. Locate deity energy. Reach out and grasp it, saying, unity. Focus. While connected to deity energy, focus on your intention, or your desired outcome of the spell. Cast your circle. When casting spells, the best result comes from within a magic circle. The circle keeps wanted energies in and rogue energies out. Raise your energy. By chanting, drumming, or ecstatic dancing, or whatever your personal preference is, be sure to raise your energy. When casting a spell within a magic circle, you are not only using your personal energy, but also any energies that you have called in to aid you with your spell. Cast your spell. State your magical name and the full name of the person the spell is intended for. If no name is known, then use the lineage or description of the individual. Seal your spell. Most spells have a sealing device, whether it be a wave of a wand, hand motion, sealing wax, tying of a string, or using another object. This will hold the spell's energies together. Believe. Reject any thoughts of failure. Accept the success of your spell. Be confident in your knowledge and abilities. Trust that spirit will carry out your desire. Remain positive and look for the manifestation of your spell, but understand that sometimes the outcome isn't exactly what we imagined it would be.
me into shape. I must have been asleep for days, moving lips to breathe her name. I opened up my eyes and found myself alone, alone, alone above the raging sea. I stole the only girl I loved, drowned her deep inside a sea. You knew, soft and lonely. You knew, lost and lonely. Just like heaven.
Welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show. So far, it has been amazeballs. But guess what? We have a very special guest on our show tonight. Her name is Tiffany LaFrance, and she is working with the Minnesota Crypticon. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lisa.
How are you doing tonight, honey?
I'm good. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about Crypticon.
Well, Crypticon is a horror slash sci-fi convention. We've got a little flavor of everything for everybody. I've told you that we wanted to add the paranormal this year, so we're really excited to be bringing Chris Lutz. And we bring back Annie Wilder, so she's amazing. So we've got some good stuff in there for you guys. We have Frightmares is our sponsor of our huge zombie prom that we do Saturday night. We have VIP parties, hospitality rooms. We're going to have Billy Dee Williams from Return of the Jedi. We've got Ted Raimi from Evil Dead. We've got some great actors, so you can check that out. And we're going to be at the Doubletree Hilton in Bloomington, and that's the last weekend in September.
So the first day that I
met, to get her uglified. Sorry.
Ugh.
So what?
The first day that I met Tiffany, she told me, you know, a little bit about Crypticon, which I have heard of, obviously, because it's a big deal. And I found out that Adrian Paul from The Highlander was going to be there. And within the first, I don't know, what is it, Tiff, say 10 minutes, I asked if you could make, I just asked her if she could somehow make it so that Adrian Paul would have sex with me. And we've been friends ever since.
I said that doesn't fall in my job description.
I think you need to pay extra for that.
We could auction it off. No, I don't know. I think he would have to okay it in his contract at this point. And yeah, I'm not sure we're going to get that one through.
So the zombie prom, tell me about the zombie prom.
Zombie prom is going to be great this year. Wait until you see the lights, and we got upgraded sound. We just took and booked out the ballroom. Frightmares jumped on, so it's going to be a sponsored event by them. Some of the students at Le Cordon Bleu are working on trying to do some theme cakes for us, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. It's kind of a sidebar workshop that we got lucky that some of them wanted to work with us, so we're really excited to see what they come up with.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So how much does it cost to get in?
How much does it cost to get in? Depends on the day. You know, we have VIP tickets. I always tell everybody, go for the VIP tickets, order them ahead of time. We only have a limited amount. Those are $90. Everything goes up at door. You can purchase separate days. You can go to our website at www.crypticonminneapolis.com. I don't know if you can put a link up, but you can get your tickets ahead of time. And you, if you do the VIP, you get a Crypticon t-shirt with it. So it's actually a better deal to do the 3 days, plus you get a t-shirt. So it actually would cost you a lot more to do it all separately. So it's a good deal, especially now. Everything goes up like $5 at our door. During the entire month of September, look for us to be pushing shopping at Savers for your formal wear, because you can get all your formal wear for, you know, all the zombie prom stuff. I was actually out looking for my ball gowns the other day, and I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm a total dork, so I'm going to just tell you that. And I didn't find my dress yet, and I'm still looking, and they all know I am, but I did find an original vintage Scooby-Doo t-shirt with the Mystery Machine on it, so I'm really stoked about that.
Oh, well, Tiffany, I can't wait to be there and have sex with Adrian Paul. And Teresa's going to zombify me.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do for you, Lisa. I have a set of weekend passes into Crypticon. They are a $65 a piece value, so this is a $130 value. I'm going to let you figure out some kind of a contest or a winner to give away. The only stipulation that I have is you must be a new guest to Crypticon, because we want to welcome a new person in to come experience us at Crypticon. So I got a set of tickets that you can figure out whatever contest you want to give away, and then just make sure you get that name for me so I have it right at the will call booth for them.
Awesome. Oh, do you have to be 18 or older or anything like that?
No, you know, for the evening events and for the zombie prom, you do need to be 18 and older. For the other stuff, it is all family friendly in there. So during the day when the vendor rooms are open, and, you know, we actually added another vendor room this year, so we have three. We're really going to be rocking and rolling. And then with all the guests, wow, everything else, everything is family friendly. So we actually even have the best kids costume contest. So we encourage you to bring the kids during the day. It's just the night stuff that's going to get a little bit more adult-based here. But if you're coming during the day, you're welcome to bring the kids.
Oh, that's awesome. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show. If they want to go order their tickets online, where do they go?
They go to www.crypticonminneapolis.com, and that's CRYPTICON Minneapolis, just one word, .com. And there are options for you to either buy in one of the days or for you to get that really great special price on the VIPs right now. So, and the VIP comes with a dinner and a party. So just so you know, you get a lot of value for it.
Wow. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
can't wait to see you
so
there.
Much, sweetie, for having us. All right.
Thanks for having me. You guys have a great day. See you there. Bye.
Bye. So thank you again, Tiffany LaFrance from Crypticon in Minneapolis. I think it's going to be exciting and wonderful and fun, and I can't wait to go. So, T, what are we doing, honey?
What are we doing? Well, we're doing that cookbook, aren't we? So,
yes, we are.
You know, we would like all of you listeners to send us your recipes that are specific for each of the holidays, pagan holidays, so we could add it to our book. And it's all for charity.
And you will get the credit for it. So yep, we'll be sending out release forms and stuff like that. But we're doing this to, you know, help. So, and the funny thing is everybody knows that Teresa can cook like a chef, and I can't boil water. So if I can put your damn recipes together, anybody can.
So I just so you know, I am going to include pictures of Lisa
starting fires
to burn things and all that. There's going to be fun pictures in there, lots of information on the different holidays, and it's going to be a really cool book. My daughter already wants one.
Yay. I know a lot of people that have already sent in their recipes. I would say we're a quarter of the way through, so we're rocking and rolling.
Very good.
So, T, did you by any chance see Miley Cyrus on the VMA Awards?
No. As you know, I do not allow TV in my house.
Oh, I forgot.
Netflix. But I heard a lot, and I saw the video on YouTube. And, you know, I am nowhere near being a prude. You know that. Sharp jumper. I, you know, get your freak flag on, but I think she went over and beyond this taste. It just tasteless. I mean, you've got all these little teeny bopper girls, 14 and up, that admire her, and they see that stuff, and it's like, I'm sorry, the kids are too sexualized now. In my opinion,
getting her twerk on, like, in a massive way. I was just like, oh, if you were my daughter, I would be so mad at you right now.
Yeah. And I saw a thing that her dad commented about it. And he's like, oh, of course I'll always be there for Miley. Can't wait to see her when she gets home. She's still my little girl, and I'm still her dad, regardless how this circus we call show business plays out. I love her unconditionally, and that will never change. I want to vomit.
Seriously. I'd be like, girl, you are grounded. I don't care how old you are.
This is just another Disney princess that is on the verge of a mental breakdown in 3, 2, 1. Because if you remember, what's her name? The blonde. Britney Spears. Thank you from my daughter yelling from the other room.
Well, and Amanda Burns, too.
They did the same, especially Britney. She did the same thing. She came out as all bubblegum and cool, and then all of a sudden, boo, the slut vector came in, and then all of a sudden she cracked her nut upstairs, and off she went. And I'm saying Miley's the next one to go.
I agree. Disney's churning out people with problems. So with that, that is our show. It went so fast.
It did. It really did.
It really did. So really same did. Time next week on Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Time, you will have Therese and I back in your radio.
Back in your living room.
Exactly. So I want to thank Tiffany again and Minnesota Crypticon or Minneapolis Crypticon. What else? The lovely Candy. Thank you for listening to the Cytispell Show. Remember that you are important in every way. And also remember to go make somebody's day. I don't care what it is, even if it's just a smile. You got to do it because it might change somebody's life. And remember, always, 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 my darlings, to take back your light. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Vagina ghosts.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.